The Sulphur Springs School Board Monday night approved asking the TEA for a waiver to the maximum class teacher-to-student ratio of 1 to 22 for several classes in the district that have exceeded that. Included are some first and second grade classes. School District Assistant Superintendent Betty Lawson explained to the board why the waiver was needed.
And with regards particularly to first grade enrollment and then also two classes of second grade enrollment. And I brought some numbers, some of them are in here. September the 3rd, first grade had an enrollment of 307 in Gen Ed with 13 teachers for a ratio of 1 to 23. And just for information, the state for K through 4 requires us or asks that we have a ratio of one teacher for every 22 students. After that, we asked the board for approval to start another class. We were 21 students over in first grade, and we established another first grade class, which brought our teacher number up by one. And it looked good, and it still looks good. It's just that we've continued to enroll first graders. And on September 24th, I did another survey, and we had 308 first graders with 14 teachers for a 1 to 22 ratio, which is perfect as far as district-wide looks. But we are required that any class that exceeds 1 to 22, we should report to the state in this exception waiver. And that's basically what we're doing here. And tonight I did another one going back to last Wednesday's enrollment, and we are up to 309, which now puts us at a 1 to 23 ratio again. So we have currently four first grade classes, three at Bowie and one at Lamar, that have students or that have class size that exceeds that 1 to 22. Each of them have 23 students. Now there are also three classes, that have less than 22. So district-wide, we meet the ratio requirements. It's just that in campuses where we've asked parents to move, and many of them did, move from Bowie to Travis or from Lamar to Travis, where we established that new classroom. But there are still a few parents who did not wish to make that move for their student. And so we have allowed them to stay knowing that we were already so close that eventually, if enrollment continued as it appeared that it was, and it has, that we would go back into an exception situation, which is what we've done. And then Travis also has two second grade classes of 23 that were there last year. They've just rolled up. They were at the end of the year, they were at 23, and they're at 23 again this year on those two classes.
KSST News.